Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Guys, welcome to our show that's for you and about you. Those of you that work so hard for your money and you're ready for your money, start working harder for you now because you want that freedom, that cash flow, that prosperity today, not 30 or 40 years when you're in your old and golden years, but right now to live that life that you love with those that you love today. But guys, so much more than that. It's not just about your own financial prosperity, but about creating a life of meaning and purpose that creates a ripple effect through the lives of others. And that is what it means to be a Rippler. Guys, thank you for allowing me to be a Rippler in your lives, allowing me to share and be able to help give value to you, which I'm seeing you guys take and apply into your lives where it creates a ripple effect through you as well. So thank you for allowing that to happen. As a reminder, check out our website, moneyripples.com. Also, be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel, The Money Ripples with Chris Miles. Be sure to go subscribe there today. Hey guys, quick shout out to our sponsor, American Homeowner Preservation. Hey guys, if you want to make a great rate of return with little money out of pocket, even as little as $100, and do it while helping other people as well, check these guys out. The website's fundingahp.com. The way they do it, they crowdfund money, people's money together to go and help essentially become the bank. They buy people's mortgages that are defaulting, people that are late on their mortgages. They help them refinance, stay in their home, and or sell their home so that they can be in a better financial position. And the cool thing is that they pay awesome returns and they pay it monthly. And like I said, you can invest with as little as $100. So check them out. Website's fundingahp.com. That's fundingahp.com. Check them out. So today, guys, I want to talk about really the theme that comes up over and over and over and over again. There's a bigger theme and then there's a smaller theme. And so I'm going to go specific, but also big picture to help you understand this, because the truth is that so many people say, but Chris, the 401k or these IRAs, this is brainless money, especially if I get a match. This is a no-brainer, isn't it? Like, shouldn't I be doing this? Should I at least just get the match and get this to work for me? There's a little-known fact about the 401k. And so when you ask me the question, should you do a 401k or should you do an IRA or anything else? The question you should be asking yourself is this. Would you go into a business partnership where the business partner controls all the terms? So you might be 50-50, but they have the veto power to overrule you. So even if you want to do something, you get trumped. So they control and they call all the shots. You can call some of the things in the sense that you can actually determine where the money gets to go. But ultimately, when it comes to being paid out as a shareholder in your own company, you don't determine that. They determine it for you. They tell you when, they tell you how you can touch it and or if you can touch it. And they can change the rules in this partnership whenever they feel like. Would this be a business partnership you would be comfortable with? Now, I would hope those of you guys would say, well, no, that's dumb. Why would I want to be in a business partnership where they can change the rules whenever they want, where they can say, hey, I get to control and even veto you, anything that you want to do. Hey, you can make some choices in the company and about how the business goes, but ultimately the calls come back to us, not to me, but to the other partner. Guys, you have to have a massive amount of trust in that partner for that to work, wouldn't you? Do you trust the United States government? Do you trust that they are going to have your best interest at heart? Do you trust that they are wise stewards of the money that they have? I hope you, this is a pretty easy no-brainer for you. That should be the no-brainer. The truth is that you are actually not owning your own money. You do not control your money in a 401k or an IRA. Did you know that? For example, in a 401k, you are actually more of a partner. You are actually more of a tenant in common with them. Just like with the IRA, it always says the words for the benefit of. It's more for your benefit. But the truth is, guys, is that the IRS, the US government, is actually the partner. And they're saying, hey, for you to get these tax benefits, really, it's not even really a tax benefit. All it is a tax delay, right? You get this tax delay because they actually control it. That's where it becomes part of that tax code. But if you look it up, you'll actually see those specific words. So you look it up. In fact, I tell you, like, you can Google it. You can look it up. You don't have to trust my word for it. But look for things like where you're a trustee, right? When you're looking at 401k, you're actually a trustee. You're not the owner. You're the trustee. Like I said in the IRA, it's for the benefit of you, right? That's it. But here's the terms of the partnership. You do get the call of shots where it comes to where the money gets invested. You get to decide, hey, I think I want to put it in these funds. By the way, you know they have to be in very specific types of investments. You can't do any investment you want, even if you self-direct, even if you use solo 401ks. By the way, solo 401ks also apply because I know some of you guys are in love with solo 401ks. The problem is it's the same exact rules. Although there's a little bit more flexibility in self-directing them and doing stuff, you are still a trustee or a beneficiary of these plans. So here's the thing. If the reason why this is set up this way is if they change the rules saying, no, we don't actually want you to touch the money earlier, we're going to move that date from 59 and a half to avoid that 10% penalty to moving it to 62 and a half or whatever we want it to be. Now, even the early withdrawals or even the late withdrawals, right? You have to take a minimum withdrawal at the age of now 72. Used to be 70 and a half, but this year they changed it to 72 with these new plan. Guys, these rules are changing and you have zero say in the matter. You have zero voting rights in this partnership here. Zero voting rights. So whether you're saying, hey, well, maybe I get a tax benefit or not, or Chris may be taxed less in the future, doesn't matter because whatever the tax rates are, that's what you get taxed at. There's no choice. You are locked in. You're stuck in this place. Now, they make it seem like through beautiful marketing and everything else that this is your money. You get to control it and you get tax benefits because, hey, you don't have to pay tax. In fact, you'll write it off on your tax return. You're not writing off, guys. You are just using pre-tax money to put down the road. You might say, what about Roth IRAs? Better, right? At least as the after-tax dollars, you can grow tax-free and come out tax-free. But here's the thing. Same thing. Silent, not even really a silent partner. They are a very loud partner that makes changes whenever they feel like. So same thing applies to Roth. They can change the rules. They can decide when it can be taxed or not taxed. They could change it altogether. Understand that when it comes down to it, when push comes to shove, and when the government is in a place where they have to act or they need money, your accounts with them, that partnership, is accessible. They know they could tap into those things if they have to. They know that they can go and increase taxes on those things if they want to. They know they can change the tax laws on a Roth IRA and make it taxable in certain conditions. They can do whatever they want. That's the thing, guys. You don't have a say. You are locked in that partnership and you are at their mercy. Do you trust them? Do you really trust this partnership? Because I know that when crap hits the fan, and it will, they will change the rules to work in their favor. This is why when people say, Chris, what do you think about 401ks or IRAs or solo 401ks? I'm like, they're all part of the same mix. They're all qualified plans. They're all a partnership where I have no say. If I want freedom, I must have control of my money. If you have no control of your money, how can you have freedom? How can you count on anything in the future if you know that the rules can change whenever they feel like it, willy-nilly, right? That's the problem. Guys, that is the fundamental problem with all government programs. With any of these things that have little tax codes next to them, it could be a 403B. You're like, I don't have a 401k. I have a 403B because I work for the government. Okay, well, same thing. Or you're a teacher. Same thing. All these little numbers with letters on them are government programs where they are they may not be the majority partner, but they are the controlling partner. Does this make sense? Now, you have to be asking yourself, why? Why has this become the thing that is supposed to be the case? Why does it have to be this way? Why is it proposed to be the best thing since sliced bread? Because it's pretty much told you that it's brainless, especially if you get a match on your money. Why wouldn't you do it? Listen, if even the partner told you, hey, I'll put in some money with your money. Whenever you put in money, I'll put some dollars in with you. Hey, it sounds great. But again, they control what's happening. Now you might say, well, yeah, Chris, but in that partnership, why would they want you to lose money? I mean, what would happen? Well, here's the thing, guys. When you lose money, you don't get a tax break. Pure and simple, right? Now, they know that over time, and of course, they try to incentivize that. By the way, they could change the rules and say, you know what? You know how we said you could access it, even though you're 59 and a half? We're going to say, no, Because we're going to say that right now, we're pulling all your money out of the market. Say if everybody was trying to make a mad dash to pull their money out of the market, the government would stop that. They would say, you know what? Plan administrators, stop them. This is the case right now, even with the CARES Act, right? With the CARES Act, we can access up to $100,000 if you can say, hey, due to COVID or due to the conditions of the world and the economy, my job was affected or my health was infected by COVID or whatever, right? And I had to take 2 weeks off work. You can get access to that money now. That's only because they gave you permission to do so. But notice it's only for 2020. They didn't say it for 2021, at least not yet, unless they decide to put a rule into a future plan. But right now they're saying, that's it. That's all you get, you know, everything else penalized. And then you still get taxed, by the way. I think they are purposely gambling on the fact that you get taxed. So of course they know that there's a gamble going on with you putting your money in. And by the way, it's the company's money. It's not the government's money that's putting in. So really it's actually like a partner saying, yeah, you can put your money in and you can take your parents' money and throw it in there too. Great. Throw your guys' money in. I still get paid regardless. I'm still going to get taxed. Yeah, I'm going to get that portion of the money you're putting in and making. I get that back for me. That's my money. So they are gambling on you making money in there to get more taxes. But they're also knowing that those taxes have to come out at some point. That's why they have to put that 72 rule to say, age 72, you got to pull out a certain amount. You can't keep these taxes away from us forever. This is our money. It's got to come back. Understand that's the problem. You are not in control of your money. You are out of control. You have no possibility of freedom. There's no financial freedom where there's no control. This is the problem. Why is it so popular? Because there's two partners here. The government's here as a partner, right? But the second partner are those plan administrators, the Fidelities and the Goldman Sachs and everybody at Merrill Lynch's and everybody that allows you to set up these 401k plans. They get huge money off of this because they make guaranteed fees. By the way, 401ks are one of the most expensive things you got. And even if you do an IRA, you might say, hey, Chris, I got a Vanguard fund. And I'm going to talk about that in a future episode, by the way. But even with Vanguard funds, even in IRAs, still they make their money. They are making guaranteed returns, whether you make money or not. They are always going to take their cut out. So imagine this from their perspective, from these companies that are offering these plans or offering these mutual funds. They know they're going to get paid regardless. And they're going to keep telling you, keep paying in, pay in every single paycheck, because that's guaranteed cash flow for them. Pay in for as long as possible, because that miracle of compound interest, right? Pay in as much as possible, which keeps increasing their profits. And of course, take out as little as possible so they can keep making money off of it. Because if you pull all your money out, they don't make money. This is also why financial advisors will keep telling you, like when you say, I think I want to take my money out and put it in real estate. They'll say, don't do that. That's dumb. The stock market's where you should be. That's better. You should be diversified. They'll always use that. They'll say things like, no, real estate doesn't grow that much. You don't really make that much. And it's a gamble. What if 2008 happens again, right? They try to throw out a little fear. Like, what if this happens again? Understand that in the last six recessions, real estate only went down in one of those recessions, which was the last one. Guess how often the stock market went down in recessions? 100% of the time. Do they say that? No, they don't. They're like, no. You know, you don't want to gamble on that. Go in the stock market, gamble there. Because why? I make the money when you put the money there. And guys, I understand it because I was in it. I was that traditional advisor teaching this junk. Now, they didn't say that point blank saying like, hey, this is what you're supposed to teach. But they did say, this is what everybody should do. Everybody should do this. Everybody should buy term and invest the difference because, hey, now insurance companies make more money because term insurance doesn't pay out. And if you invest the difference, then if they also offer investments, they can double dip on your money. They can make money in two places at the same time. The exact opposite of what I teach you to do when you use like whole life to make money in two places at once, when it's in your control, not the other way around. Understand they want your money in their control. The government wants it. And those companies want it. And those companies will spend billions of dollars marketing and advertising and educating you through either their own programs, their websites, through their experts in their companies that are paid by their companies. Just so you know, Susie Orman and people like that do get paid to promote some of these companies. That's why FDIC was being promoted by Susie Orman. These people will pay people to say, hey, you should buy our mutual funds, that you should buy our retirement plans. You should go invest in Vanguard. It's amazing how much Vanguard promotes for someone who supposedly takes so little in fees. Why do they make so much money? Why are they so popular? Besides the fact they have little fees, why are they making so much money? Could it be they make other streams of income because the more traffic they get to their sites and people going there, more people will sponsor to get advertised by them. So they're making money from the marketing and the advertising, and they still make money on fees off of you. And they do squat. They don't have to do hardly anything but manage electronics, manage the tech. They let the markets do whatever the heck they're going to do, and you either make money or lose money. Either way, they get paid. So guys, understand that everything is blowing this way. This is why the traditional financial advice, the mainstream advice you're getting, is so strong. There is so much money in it, so many billions and trillions, even if you start talking about taxes and everything else. There's literally billions and trillions of dollars involved in self-interest for them, but not for you. That is my point, guys, is that I do not want to see this happen. This is the end of the year to start reflecting on what should I be doing with my money. Guys, take control of it. Don't buy into this crap that these qualified plans of IRAs and 401ks are your money. You are turning over the keys to somebody else to really essentially lock you in prison. You are locking up your money in prison and your own options to create freedom because you're putting your money in there. That is not the place to be. There's very rarely ever an argument for that to be the case. I'm not saying there isn't an argument, but I'm saying in very few situations I have seen say, you know what, do it. Like, try that. I have had people with 401ks where they get the match and they can pull the money out immediately. I'm like, do that. Get the money, get the match, pull it out, invest it elsewhere, or look for ways to do something like that. Like, if you're going to get that money, then yeah, it's a no-brainer. It makes sense if you're going to do that. But guys, it's such a crazy time to be, one, in a government plan where the governments are going crazy printing money, and then two, that you're in a place where you have no say, and it's in a stock market that's literally bipolar. It's all over the place. It doesn't even make sense for most people because it's purely run off greed or fear. Do you really want your money and your freedom based on that? Guys, I hope you make it a wonderful and prosperous week and year, and we'll talk to you later.
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.